Poor Man's Feast food writer Elissa Altman grew up with a glamour puss of a mother, a high-heeled, dressed-to-the-nines, rail-thin, lipstick-mirror-checking kind of mother, who not only worried about her own weight, but took on her daughter's as well. Well, recently the tables have turned, as Elissa has been writing about in her Washington Post series, Feeding My Mother. Our managing producer, Sally Swift, got the story.
Hey, Elissa, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
So you are writing about how hard it can be to feed an aging parent.
This is correct.
So tell us about your mom.
My mom is a former television singer. She's a former model. She was a model as recently as 10 years ago. And she is just a beautiful lady and always has been, and has a kind of funky relationship with food, and always has had that. I grew up in a home where, you know, I used to say that my father divorced my mother because she was too religious. Every meal she made was a sacrifice or a burnt offering. And in truth, she, you know, it took me a while to understand, you know, that there are certain people who are just not good cooks and they don't get it. And that's just the way it is. I wouldn't say that so much about her. She is fearful of food. And it's taken me a long time to come to, you know, to come to understand that and that there's a difference. In her life, food was the enemy. She herself refers to herself as a child as being very heavy. I've seen pictures of her when she was 4. I thought she was 9. And so I think that she's had a very cautious, difficult relationship with food, especially because she knew early on that she wanted to be on television. She wanted to be a singer. And that played itself out at the table.
So, Elissa, what did she teach you about food when you were growing up?
My mother taught me that food was fuel, that food was dangerous, that food was the enemy, that it was certainly not something to be particularly proud of being emotionally involved with, although she herself is emotionally involved with it in a different way. And it's taken me a very long time to sort of unravel those lessons that she taught me.
Mm-hmm. It's just so poignant that, of course, that's the path you went down for your writing. You know, that's where your creative font comes from. It's wonderful, actually. You've carved yourself out another life, you know?
Well, you know, my dad used to say that I learned how to cook, and I started to write about food and cooking out of self-preservation. And so I think that he was probably right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Are you surprised at this turn of events right now about you having this battle with her to eat, essentially?
You know, I think that there are a lot of us who are all sort of in the same age group, and we all sort of have aging and older parents. And what I'm hearing from a lot of my friends and colleagues is the same kind of thing, similar problems. You know, mom won't eat, so I'm giving her Ensure. Mom was eating the wrong thing. She's eating too much of the wrong thing. With me, you know, I'm able to go there. She lives in Manhattan. I'm able to cook for her on a regular basis. I'm able to take her out, which she loves. But she just doesn't really particularly like to eat. She's very, very wary of her plate. And so she's really a quintessential New Yorker. She adores to walk. She loves the city. But, of course, at this point, when she walks into a doctor's office, you know, then one of the questions that invariably comes up is what do you eat? And, you know, if I'm not there, she'll tell them, you know, I'll have chicken, I'll have vegetables. Well, she's not telling them that she's having a sliver of chicken and a Brussels sprout, mm-hmm. period. You know, I've tried to explain to her that the better her diet, the more she can, well, the longer she can walk across Manhattan and the longer she can be active. And I think she understands that, mm-hmm. but actually putting that to work doesn't really happen mm-hmm. so well.
Well, and philosophically, it's interesting because, you know, I mean, it is her life. She has lived this way all these many years, and suddenly you are thrust in this position where, you know, not a particularly comfortable one for you, I would think.
No, it's, you know, it's difficult. And when I wrote my first piece for The Washington Post about this, there were a lot of people responded and said, you know, exactly what you just said. You know, it's her life. She's lived this way her whole life. You know, why do you think that she's going to change? Why do you think she should change? And of course, I want her to be as healthy for as long mm-hmm. as she can possibly be healthy. But again, you know, she's got that image of herself lodged in her brain as, you know, a heavy child, as she put it. And that's where the challenge is.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting because I think that there is something about that generation of women that have, well, I mean, women in general can have a very difficult relationship with food, but there's something about that age of woman. I mean, my mother used to brag that, you know, she never gained more than 10 pounds with any of her four daughters when she was pregnant.
Right. You right. Know? Yeah, that sounds very familiar. I mean, I wrote a post called Infrequent Potatoes, and the fact that my mother did not know she was pregnant for 6 months. And it took one of her teenage nieces to say, you know, maybe. She was like, I'm gaining weight and I have no idea why. And then she went to the doctor when she couldn't get her rings off. And, you know, that's classic. And when I was born, I was born at 4 pounds, which is, you know, roughly, for context, the size of a supermarket chicken. And,
yes, it is.
You know, and I'm not like that anymore. I favor my father's side of the family physically, which is the sort of short and not statuesque, lithe side.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's kind of hard for her, too.
Mm-hmm. Alyssa, thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Alyssa Altman is the author of Poor Man's Feast, a love story of comfort, desire, and the art of simple cooking. You can find her recipe for grill roasted chicken with tarragon and garlic at splendidtable.org.